Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, a Klalon test, Simon test. So we discussed the scenario where a person made a bracha and then stepped out from that makom before he ate. And the Chayodim says that the person loses the bracha, and the definition of what's called leaving the makom. We spoke about some different possibilities. We left off this year discussing, what about a scenario we're discussing the halachas Kiddush Makom Suda. We mentioned already that there are some parallels between the din of Kiddush Makom Suda and the din of Shinui Makom regards to brachas. So what about a situation where a person makes Kiddush, and Kiddush has to be Makom Suda, and he steps out to go somewhere else, and he comes back and has the Suda in that Makom where he made Kiddush. So he had Kiddush from Makom Suda. On the other hand, there's a Shinui Makom in between the Kiddush and the Suda. So is that acceptable or not? So the Mishabura in Hilchos Kiddush Makom Suda, which is in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos Reish Ayin Gimel, Mishabura in Sivkatan Yud Beis brings from the Shiori Knesset HaGadolah that if a person stepped out and then he came back, since at the end of the day his Suda was in the Makom Kiddush, it's not a problem. There's no need to make another Kiddush. If a person says Kiddush and it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, he's not yet to the Kiddush, and you have to make a new Kiddush. Well, over here, it was Kiddush Makom Suda, there was Kiddush. And the Suda in the same place, the fact that he walked out in the middle, is irrelevant. That's the opinion of the Shiori Knesset HaGadolah. And he says, it's so obvious to him, there's nothing to talk about. Well, however, the Magen Avraham, there in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, at the end of Sivkatan Hei, says, Im Yotze Bein Taim, Sarach L'Kadosh Sheinis, Kein Nir Elis, if a person walks out in the middle, he does have to make a new bracha. So the Bir Halacha over here has a long arichus to discuss, can we find a way to find a ground where the Shiori Knesset HaGadolah and the Magen Avraham agree? And he comes out, there is an argument to say that's true, but he says a person should be, since it's debatable, a person should be very careful to avoid this situation. So a person should be L'Chachil Yizor B'Zem Ma'oid. A person should be very careful about this, not to leave the place from the Kiddush, where he made the Kiddush, before he actually eats the Suda. Then he says, B'di'evid, the case, for example, a person had to use the bathroom, that's considered Tzarchei Suda, so we could, B'di'evid, he would not have to make a new Kiddush. But the Chachil, a person should not do that. So we have a Mishabura on record that a person should do everything he can to avoid leaving the place of the Kiddush before he eats the Suda. So this comes up in various scenarios. The most common scenario which just comes up is a person makes Kiddush and gets up to wash and goes to a different room. Now, so we said before that maybe the Mishabura holds that we could look at the different rooms of the building as the same for Din of Shinui Makom. It's interesting enough that the Mishabura in Hilchos Kiddush is more machmer on that a person should not go from room to room. So we'll talk about why that is so, Bez Hashem, in a different shir. So, but he does say in a case where it's visible, you can see the first room from the second room, so at least in that situation, it's not going to be considered a hefsek in the makom where tzarach suda. You need a place to wash. So, if the kitchen is near the dining room and a person could see the kitchen where they wash, he could see from the kitchen back into the dining room. So we're good to go. At least that's what we're samech on. Interestingly enough, the Chazon Ish was very machmer on this nakuda. And Rosh Zalman points out that the minhag is to make on this to sort of combine the idea of Sarach Suda, the idea that it's only Mecheder L'Cheder, it's Daito L'Kach, because that's what we plan to do, and also it's Roy Mekarmoy, it's a combination of various different swords together, that's why the minhag is to be make on it, but the Chofetz Chaim himself actually, Rishlama Bloch was one of the prime tamidim of the Chofetz Chaim. He says that he himself personally would wash in the room where he made Kiddush. He would not leave the room between the Kiddush and the Suda. A second scenario where this comes up, which is maybe more common. So over there it's Sarach Suda, and we have these various combinations. Person makes Kiddush, and they step out to go to the bathroom, okay? A person makes Kiddush, and the baby, the husband or the wife steps out to put the baby to sleep before they say Hamoitzi. So it's not a Tzorech HaSudo. It's into a different room. It wasn't necessarily Daito Lekach. That was their plan, and it's not very clear that Daito Lekach would work for this. And it's not Roy Mekamah, it's the bedroom, which is in the back of the house. Mr. Ruhr is going to say Bidi Abed, it's not a problem, but L'chachil, a person should not do that. A very common scenario is the night of the Seder. So from the Kiddush until the Suda is quite some time, and the person might step out to go to take care of putting somebody to bed or something of that sort. It's a very common issue. You can't say, well, wait till after Hamoitzi to do that. From now till Hamoitzi is quite some time. So the person can grapple with that scenario. What should we do? Another scenario where this comes out is a sukkah. Person eats in the sukkah, he says Kiddush in the sukkah, and then goes inside the house to wash. So you're going from cheder to cheder. Many times it's even mebayis lebayis, even in between the Kiddush and the Suda. So we have another scenario where this plays out, and for some people, have a minute to try and put a place to wash inside the sukkah, or at least immediately adjacent to the door of the sukkah, so they don't really have to leave the sukkah to wash. If the sukkah is built adjacent to the home, it's mecheder lecheder, which we're saying, Shem Zaman says the meaning is to be mekel. If it's not adjacent to the house, so it's much more questionable how to do that. So one suggestion the person can say is that everybody should drink a revius of wine before they go inside, and the Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda with the revius of wine, and it's not considered an interruption between the Kiddush Makom Suda and the Suda, because they already had Kiddush Makom Suda with the revius of wine, which according to the sheet of the Gaonim in Hilchos Shabbos is a valid form of Kiddush Makom Suda. So that's one suggestion how to deal with the problem. It is a real issue which has to be dealt with. Have a good day.